rest of the story. The history books have not recorded the last word on the gold rush of 87. Did you know, for example, that prospectors struck silver and platinum at the same site? Oh, yes, they did. And did you know that they knew where to look because they had been told where by a mystic? That's right. The gold rush of 87, and I'm talking 1987, began in the dreams of an octogenarian rabbi from Brooklyn, New York, Rabbi Menachem Schneerson of the mystical Lubavitch Jewish movement. It was he who led fortune seekers to a mother lode that continues to yield 28 ounces of gold in hours. It was he who first declared that there was gold in the Nar Hills of Israel. This is the rest of the story. The Israelis have an immigrant problem. The nation that once needed helping hands now has more hands than it can handle. The economy is stagnating, and consequently, career opportunities are few. And although a government press blackout denies us precise figures, at least 33,000 Soviet Jews have settled in Israel during the first 4 months of this year. Perhaps another 150,000 will come by the end of the year. But ever since Soviet immigrant Hermann Brandhover struck gold in the outskirts of Jerusalem on the advice of a Brooklyn rabbi, things have been looking up. Brandhover has incorporated, the company is called Satec, S-A-T-E-C. An increasing number of immigrant Soviet Jews are working this mineral-rich site. The Israeli economy has gotten a boost from the $1 million plus spent by Satec on local goods and local services. And now a major Canadian mining company has become interested in Brandhover's operation. This Canadian company has delegates over there seeking to learn more about Satec's unique ore extraction process. Brandhover says that in some aspects of mechanical engineering and metallurgy, the Russians are more advanced than anyone in the world. Well, now that expertise from Soviet Russia has been brought to the Jerusalem gold rush, and many newcomers who had hoped merely for a new homeland are getting rich in the bargain. For the Soviet prospectors in Israel are now accomplishing what men have only dreamed of since the most ancient times. They are not digging for precious metals in the ground. They are making them, almost like the alchemists of old who sought to produce gold from bubbling crucibles and incantations. For you see, Hermann Brandhover's chemical gold mine, first envisioned by an 88-year-old mystical rabbi from Brooklyn, is cranking out pure gold 100 times faster than ever before possible, and at half the cost, in an ultra-modern facility on the edge of the city of Jerusalem. What he's doing is actually scavenging gold and silver and platinum from old, worn-out electronic circuit boards. Circuit boards which have been discarded on scrap heaps by other companies. And thus, at this moment, are immigrant Soviet Jews making gold from garbage, demonstrating the resourcefulness of their ancestors who once found their manna in the wilderness. And now you know the rest of the story.